Now you are the redeemed one. But you know, this redemption will not just the full revelation of the redemption will not come to you as something that just happened to you without any effort from your side. Now, what I mean by effort is this. God says, I'm a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. You see, so if you don't seek, he will not give you revelation knowledge. I'm telling you. You will die. You will die, though you are saved. If you want revelation knowledge, you must seek it. Seek that revelation knowledge, and you will find. Seek, and you will find. Now, how do you seek? You go to the Word. You take that Word in your hand, and you say, Lord, I come. I want to learn from you. I want to be a learner in your kingdom. I want to be a good student. You see, you're saved, but then, I don't want to say then the work starts. No. Then the work starts, that work to get into the rest of God, the peace of God, the rest. You must work to understand. You must seek to find. You must knock so that the door can be opened to you. You see, it's not lying on the ground like jewels doesn't lie on the ground here in the open. No. Digging must take place. Now, how do you dig in the kingdom of God? You knock. You knock. And say, Father, I want to hear your voice. Father, I want to grow. Thank you, Father, that you teach me how. Will you pray that with me? Will you say, Lord, teach me? I want to be a learner in your kingdom, a good student, a student in your kingdom. I want to study to show myself approved of God. Ah, that's a scripture. Study to show yourself approved by God. Study to show yourself. So let me read to you that scripture. That scripture that says, study to show yourself approved. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun or cast away profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. That's what we must do. Study to show ourselves approved. So it's by grace that you're saved. But you must study that grace. How good is that? How good is that grace? Study to show yourself approved of God. Now, are you approved of God? Have you looked into the scripture? How approved are you? Okay, I want to show you 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And this is what we're doing now. Your effort by switching this teaching on will help you. It shows your attitude. So, 2 Corinthians, look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Listen to this. It says, but if the ministry of death, maybe I must not start there. Maybe I must just read you the piece that I want to stress. You see, I want to show you that you are able. Jesus Christ, God made you able. You see, as a minister of the new covenant, it says here in verse 6, okay, let me read verse 5 first. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. God made you able. God did a perfect work. You are able to be a minister of the new covenant. It says here, as ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. So, you're going to see the new covenant better and better, and then you teach it to yourself. You'll see it. He's teaching you, and you teach others. Say, look what I found in the scriptures. I'm under the new covenant. I study to show myself approved of God. So you study, you see, I'm sufficient. He made me sufficient as minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit, it gives life. So you are sufficient as a minister of the new covenant, because that's the work of the Spirit. But what must I bring? As God gives you revelation knowledge, you share it with somebody. I'm telling you, that's a sure way to grow. The seed that's planted in you, it starts to grow. You start to see, I'm an able minister of the gospel. I'm a minister of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. And you share that with somebody. Come, let me share with you 2 Corinthians 3. And you quote that scripture, and before you know it, you'll know a lot of scriptures because they've become real to you. You see, this scripture, 2 Corinthians 3, the comparison, or it describes the old covenant and the new covenant. And it says that the new covenant is like light and the old covenant is like darkness when you put them together. You see, whoa, this one is shining. Which one? The new covenant. But if you don't know them, you'll say, old, new, same thing, Bible. No, not at all. Look at verse 7. But if the ministry of death, ministry of death, old covenant, ministry of death, the law ministered death. You know, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 56 says that the strength of sin is the law. The law show you, you're dead man, you are dead man. You are following the census. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. The law shows you that. And then you say, what can I do? And the law says, go to the sacrifice. And you say today, but where's the sacrifice? And the Holy Spirit shows you a hill called Calvary. And he shows you the Son of God crucified. And when he died, you died. That's what he'll show you. He'll show you the depths of this new covenant. And you'll start to see there's a clear separation between old and new. God wants you to walk in the new. The ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious. Ooh, glorious. But it brought death. It couldn't make you alive. But it was glorious when it was the only covenant. But when the new came, that one doesn't look glorious in the light of the new one. It looks like darkness. God bless you, man. I'll carry on.